Hi, this is Drew Alakakis again, and today we're going to focus on anxiety. Anxiety is one of the biggest issues that people come into counseling for. It is in over half the population and experienced as a very discomforting, very traumatic event for many people in their life. The way that I view anxiety is people have a difficult time staying in the here and now. They often obsess over and over, not realizing that they're having obsessive thoughts and obsessive thinking, which leads them to constantly be on edge. Eventually, when you do that long enough, your body and your brain start to sense generalized anxiety, and that sometimes leads to panic attacks because it never gets a break from worrying. So one of the things that we try to do as a coping skill to stop anxiety is to practice staying in the here and now. A simple technique for that is putting a rubber band on your wrist and plucking it to stop a negative thought or an obsessive thought, or clear your brain of any thoughts that aren't in the here and now. And to remember to do that, you could use a trick, which is simply walking through a doorway. Every time you walk through a doorway, ask yourself, am I worrying about anything? Am I obsessing? So your brain is actually supposed to stay in the here and now. Generally, the more intelligent a person is, the more they have the ability to actually pluck information from the subconscious into the conscious, which confuses people to thinking that they're accurate thoughts. A lot of anxiety stems from inaccurate thoughts being plucked into the accurate thought compartment, acting like they're accurate, but they're actually inaccurate. And in therapy, we cover this very thoroughly, which really helps to stop fight anxiety attacks, fight anxiety and heart, which really helps to lessen anxiety. Today, with the pressures of life, we often think that anxiety stems from work situations, life situations, things like that. But in actuality, we also find that many people as children suffered anxiety. Separation anxiety, fear of burglars breaking into house, fear of bad things happening to family members, fear of the unknown, and fear of death. Today, learning about anxiety, the chief goal of therapy is to empower the client to learn how to stop the thought from obsessing, the brain from obsessing. Today, the goal of therapy is to empower the client to help stop the client from obsessing, to stay in the now, and most of all, to empower the client so that they now know how to fight anxiety and to keep their brain in the here and now.